We now read more of the Haggadah. To explain it now, I will avada. When Moshe Rabbeinu came before Paroi, he said, "Let Hashem's people go." Paroi shouted,
"No, no, no! Because you came, I will decree a new law. All the Jews must gather their own straw."
To Hashem, Moshe cried, and to Moshe, Hashem replied, "Now you will see what I will do to Paroi, for only through a strong hand will he let my people go." Hashem said that the Egyptians must be punished. The Jews will be free when the 10 plagues are finished. First came the plague of blood. The Egyptians cried,
"Yuck, yuck! This is worse than mud! What's this coming from my sink? Ugh, it's the same color as red ink!"
The second plague was that of frogs. The Egyptians cry,
"Hey man, hit them with logs!
Yipes! Whenever we hit a frog, it splits in two!
What are we gonna do?"
"Oops, there's a frog in my bed! Uh-oh, it jumped on my head!"
The third plague was that of lice. The Egyptians cried,
"Oh, this is not nice. I'm itching all over. They're even on my dog Rover."
The fourth plague was that of wild beasts. The fifth plague was that of animal sickness. The Egyptians cried,
"Oh, oh, our animals are dying. Come and witness."
The sixth plague was boils. The Egyptians cried,
"Our skins are all
The seventh plague was hail.
Expecting airmail?
How could it rain fire and snow mixed together?
Something's gone cuckoo with the weather. We're getting clobbered out here. Why didn't we listen and stayed in there?
The eighth plague was that of the locust swarm. The Egyptians cried,
"Here comes a storm!
Hey, what's going on? What happened to our land?
There are grasshoppers wherever we stand."
The ninth plague was that of darkness. The Egyptians cried,
"Help! We're helpless! We can't move! Have these Jews help themselves? Take things off our shelves."
There then came the final plague. Yes, the death of the firstborn. The Egyptians cried from midnight till morn.
Parai! Let those Jews go, or you will overthrow!